Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Well, look who's come crawling back after running out of old episodes of Pod Save America. Sure you didn't strain anything from all the back padding? Don't worry, you're always welcome back here. Because if we've taught you anything, it's that we are not proud. Do you find yourself missing that extra 15 minutes of sleep an extraordinary mattress would give you?
Really?
With everything going on, you're thinking about mattresses? Not even mattresses, the amount of sleep you're not getting because of one? That's That's what I call a scarcity-based mindset. Anyway, if you're not too busy rending your garments over the mattress that got away, how about we pay a visit to an alternate dimension? A fake one. Sit back, ready your mind for some haphazard, argumentative world-building, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, remote edition. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, even though there has been a magical event that has trapped everyone into small fragmented shards of the world of Foon. But we're still, you know what? Podcasts always find a way. So we are still making the podcast happen using the magical technology of Rune. Let me call up my co-host. He's a shapeshifter. His shapeshifting abilities seem to be out of control. It's Chunt. It's Chunt the Talking Badger Head.
Stick Bip. Hey, I'm still a badger head on a stick.
Still?
I probably look a little worse for wear. All the St. Beachnards did take away all of my other sticks except for this one.
Just one.
But now that I'm just a badger head on a stick, Arnie, what's happened is because I'm on the beach and I can't really move, all the other animals on the beach and creatures, they think that I'm some sort of message. I'm some sort of head on a stick sending a message to the rest of the island. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I carved into the sand. I've made up this story about a surf king that put my head on the spike. And I put into the sand, everybody fears Surf King, Surf King USA. And that's kept everyone at bay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you are a warning.
I'm a warning. And now the dogs are leaving me alone. And so is everyone else. So I feel pretty good.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what?
And you're not going to ask what USA is?
Oh, you're right. There's a USA on Earth.
I said everybody fears Surf King, Surf King USA.
Mm-hmm. I have not been doing a good job as a straight man in this situation. What? Well, let me... Chunt?
Yeah?
What is a USA on Foon?
Well, of course, Arnie, I am the Surf King. You know, I made him up. So USA is I've shortened unstable sociopath. And that's, I've made that USA.
So you've created like a scarier identity for yourself. You're kind of like, it's your Kaiser So-So.
Who?
Kaiser So-So. You know.
Now I'm hungry for a sandwich.
Well, John, I have some kind of big news for myself, but I want to bring in my other co-host first. Let me call him so we can see him on the rune.
You don't have to talk to me like that. You were so clinical. I have to bring in my other co-host. Just say you're bringing in Usador.
Oh, well.
Everything okay with you today?
As soon as I say his name, he's going to like come. He's just going to start. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, am I doing okay? It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time. I mean, I feel like, and when people ask me, am I doing okay? I'm like, I'm a little too forthcoming these days, like more than I usually am. And I have to be like, I don't know. I mean, comparatively, no. I could be, but hey, you know what? Some people are trapped underwater. I'm, you know, it could be worse.
Well, if people are trapped underwater, it's not for long usually.
That is true.
4 minutes and then they're free.
Absolutely. Anyway, my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoog Stanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Names that, if they were e'er uttered aloud, would most assuredly turn lead into gold.
That would be useful.
But it's a secret name.
Hmm.
And I shan't e'er speak it.
Usidore, can I ask, if you were to turn lead into gold for us, would that be palchemy?
An unstable sociopath? Ah!
Oh, I should take this seashell off my head. No, I'm not the Surf King. I am... It's me, Chunt.
What a relief. Oh, how I love an acronym with an exclamation in it.
I'm a bit of an acronymphomaniac.
I'm sorry, Chant. You asked me a question. I was so distracted.
I was saying if you turn lead into gold for someone else, it's alchemy. But if it was for, you know, Arnie or I, who are your good buds, would it be palchemy?
It would be palchemy.
Aww.
Usidore, it's kind of a pun-torical question.
I answered it. I did. And if thou dost desire to have gold, I shall create some for thee.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, right now I don't have any use for it, but eventually. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't have any lead. Lead is one of the rarest materials in all of food.
Oh, yeah, famously you got the lead out, right?
Yeah, you got the lead out. Was that another puntorical one?
No, I don't know. Oh, I've never asked this before, and now I should ask you this. You're one of my best friends. I've heard a rumor that all wizards are born with some amount of lead inside of them. Is that true?
Yes, all wizards are born with some amount of lead in them, but we found out it caused a lot of brain damage.
So are you unleaded?
Oh, okay. That explains it.
Now, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Too late, though.
Phew.
Too late.
Oh, okay. Usidore, I have a question for you. No reason.
Why did you laugh like that?
I hate that laugh, buddy. Real gross.
How is it going? I know you have this challenge to figure out a solution for the fracturing, the fragmenting. How's that going? Have you solved that whole thing yet?
Well, no, I have not solved the whole thing yet, but I have been communing and projecting myself into the astral plane and meeting with all the greatest minds in Foon through Rune and through other means of long-distance communication, and soon we will have enough information to formally print a study about what might be possibly starting what happened here. We believe it has something to do with Bruce the Sky God.
Well,
oh shit, you're going to be published?
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, Usidore, because...
Well, it's funny you should talk with such a shit-eating grin, but just spit it out.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed around me from the rune. This isn't a fake rune background. I am not in the schoolhouse that I am usually in week after week. I have moved to another fragment of Foon.
What? Things are opening up, but it's too early.
Is school out?
Here's the thing. A lot of people have emailed me saying, like, suggestions on how we could solve this thing, and I kind of mostly don't pay attention. But several people have suggested, you know, I have this obsidian sword that I was stabbed with, which, you know, I feel like people don't give me enough sympathy for that. Like, I got a sword through me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is sad.
But it's a magic, it, like, kind of, like, absorbs magic. So they were like, why don't you try seeing if that does anything? So I tried scratching the sword back into, like, the barrier, and I was able to cut some of the wall out and move into another section, which I am still trapped in, but I have slightly solved the problem.
Arnie, you need to be careful. I've heard that if you get out of a rune, that you need to complete half a dozen acts of bravery, okay? 6 feet of strength, and you should be safe, but otherwise you could be refractured. Sorry, reshattered.
Hmm. What a subtle knife.
So anyway, I think I might be winning the battle to figure out who can solve this thing first.
Okay, we're on the same side. It's not a challenge between you and I. It's a challenge between myself and Baron Ragoon and the forces of evil.
Usador, it is on. If I solve this before you, you owe me lunch.
Fine.
What's that behind you? Is that some sort of building or structure or something?
There's this giant tower. I have not been able to find a door or anything.
Wait, there's still towers in Foon? I thought they all went out of business. There's a tower? Oh, shit, I love towers.
You're right, I have not seen many towers or billboard.
Yeah, they all went out of business maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago.
How I would love to spend hours and hours inside of a tower, going through each and every one of their records, learning of scrolls and ancient texts. Oh, all of that recorded material there was such a delight for me.
Arnie, you should check it out. Go inside the tower, or at least go knock on the
door. Well, I can't go outside, but I'll sort of walk around the outside and sort of inspect it a little bit.
Okay.
This is a weirdly narrow, tall tower.
Can you point the rune at it a little bit so we can see?
Yeah,
maybe
really
there's
an
entrance.
It looks like there's a window way... I don't know. There's probably, who would even be in there? There's no door.
Can you whistle?
wait, I heard something.
What was that?
Someone's saying hell.
Or orgasm. Is someone doing runs?
Help me.
Wow.
Help me. Help me.
Wow, the words are saying help me, but the quality of singing is saying she's doing fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing bad. Oh. I'm definitely doing bad.
Arnie, someone is in distress. You must help this person. You must save them. You must call forth a bird that can fly up to that window or find some way to get up there.
Or Usador, it could just be the lyrics to the song, and that would be very embarrassing.
Well, definitely not a song. Definitely not a song. This is a cry for help.
Oh, okay. They literally said a cry for help.
Wouldn't it be wild if those were still the lyrics?
And Usador, I don't have magic. I just have this obsidian sword stuck through me. I can't create a bird.
It's all you were bragging about a second ago was your damn sword.
Oh, God damn it. All right, well, someone needs my help. All right.
You, sir.
Yeah, me.
The only man. Yes, you. The only man outside.
That would be me.
That's you.
Do you need help?
Arnie, sing it to her.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, it sounds like you need help.
It sounds like a song.
I can't hear you. Could you perhaps sing a little louder?
Oh, okay.
Belt it out, Louise.
Help! Wait, no, I'm just...
Yeah, you don't need somebody. Don't say help, I need somebody.
I got confused. I got in my head, and now I think other people, if they hear me, they're going to think I need help.
Arnie.
Wait, if you need help, get out of here.
You're gunking up the gears, Arnie. You need to sing back and say, how can I help you?
Okay. Hey, how can I help you?
Nice.
I'm trapped in this tower. Hey, I just do the singing to get people over here.
Oh, okay. It worked?
Yeah. People don't respond to women screaming help as much as you think that they would.
Oh, that's a shame. But I feel like the statistics back that up.
Yeah, the song.
If you're trapped in a tower, you're supposed to yell fire.
Oh, by the way, I am down here. If you hear more voices than just me, I'm on a rune call with my co-hosts. So you can talk to them as well if you want.
I thought you were supposed to yell fire if you were bored at the theater.
If you're bored at the theater, you should shoot whoever the highest-ranking person is in the back of the head.
Ah.
I can hear all the little voices coming from your hand.
Oh, all right. So
Arnie, introduce us. Don't be rude. Hold on. I'll sing this, and can you automatically tune this?
Sure.
Arnie, introduce us. Don't be rude.
That's the part you wanted to sing? You didn't want to sing an introduction. You just wanted to sing, telling me to... Okay.
Yep.
This is Chunt. He's the Surf King. And Usador the Wizard. He's a powerful wizard, so he might be some help in saving you.
Wonderful. It sounds like you're all going to be very helpful.
And what is your name?
Oh, my name. Oh, I don't normally share that. but since you are agreeing to help me, you are agreeing to help me?
To our limited capabilities, yeah.
Yeah, yes, I agree to help you. I mean, I'm certainly try.
Wonderful. My name is Rapunzel.
Let me know, and do seriously, let me be honest, do not hesitate to correct me if I say this wrong. Rapunzel?
Rapunzel, yes, you said it exactly right.
Oh, good. Thank you. People mispronounce my name all the time. I know it's a bummer.
Rapunzel, please, we beg of thee, what could assist thee, for all we wish is to be at thine service?
Oh, I like him. Is that the wizard?
That's the he's got a wizard voice, right?
I am a great wizard. I am known as Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswinius Maestar. And you, fair lady, shall be yet another person who I have saved from the clutches of evil, for I have to assume that some evil force did place thee in this tower.
Yeah, how'd you get up there?
Oh, I had a little business disagreement with the Dark Lord.
Oh, I don't like the Dark Lord. In fact, I've been trying to defeat him for many years.
This is tough because obviously the Dark Lord put her in this tower in a very upsetting situation, but also she said she was doing business with him. So what was your business with the Dark Lord? Or is that too personal?
Oh, no, it's fine. I don't have many people to talk to up here, let alone to sing at. The Dark Lord and I had a bartering agreement that went wrong.
Oh.
Well, he is very tricky, and you must be wary of his evil ways. So I don't blame you for one moment, and I hope that we can assist thee. Arnie, climb the tower and pull her out of there.
I feel like she really just rephrased the words
or
without getting
smash the tower down with a giant hammer.
Here's the thing.
Turn it into a giant bird and fly up there and save her.
I don't have a lot of upper body strength, but I'll look for purchase on
I was going to say be careful because smash tower, tower fall, and that not good.
That wouldn't be good.
Can I say, Rapunzel?
Yes, Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, I'm so sorry. Just through what I can see, I'm sorry to do this. I never do this. Your hair is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. It's my crown.
That's your crown?
Yes.
Wow, that is stunning.
We can see just a little bit of it peeking out of the window up there.
Yes, there's so much of it. I can't keep it all inside all the time. Actually, that's what I was just getting to. If I let down my hair and you tie something valuable in it, you can help me escape.
Arnie,
I got this. So you want to let down your hair. What you're going to do, take off your glasses, don't wear overalls anymore, start hanging out with more popular people, go out and party, go, you know, have whatever amount of drinks you're comfortable with. Just be yourself. Own it. Have autonomy. That's going to be letting your hair down. Problem
Sean,
solved.
We don't have
She's
that
free.
Kind of time.
What?
We might have to go a more literal route this time.
Okay.
I'm physically going to defenestrate my hair from the window.
Oh.
Oh, watch as these beautiful locks cascade down the tower. Oh, what a glorious sight to behold.
Wow. Okay. Okay, Rapunzel, so do you want...
Arnie, put something valuable in there, like she said.
Would it make sense? I don't want to modify your plan. Who am I to do that? Would it make sense for me to climb up your hair?
Arnie.
I have a very weak scalp.
Do you want to pull her scalp right off?
No, you're Arnie. Right. What was I thinking? I'm sorry.
Arnie, you think someone's head can hold up to 300 pounds? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I wish I could say 300 pounds, but...
Now, you must have something valuable upon yourself. Certainly you have some gold coins or...
I don't like to talk about it, but I do have this small satchel of gold coins, and it's sort of all that I have to sort of get food and board while traveling around Foon, but maybe this will help. And I'll get it back. I hate to ask this. I will get it back after you get out, right?
What a gauche question.
You will get back many a thing.
Okay. Sure, that settles it.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
that's nice.
All right.
Many a thing, your satchel's a thing, so...
Sure.
Ipso facto, you'll get back your satchel.
Sounds like you might come out ahead.
Let me tie this. Gotta say, not as easy to tie hair as I would have thought.
You're telling me.
All right. All right, I think I've attached it.
Indeed you have.
Oh, there goes the hair. Back up into the tower.
All right.
Wow, she's got a real process to that.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know what? It's interesting it's interesting she folds her hair around her hand, because that's what I do, but I've talked to other people, and they rip off the hair and then fold it, and then they'll bring it up.
Huh.
But I'm definitely like, I just wrap it around my hand and then rip, you know.
Do you roll your hair over or under?
Usually over, right?
I've heard of both.
Do you know what just occurred to me? Is I don't know how those gold coins are going to help get her out of that tower.
Usador, don't spoil this. I gotta say, I'm just basking in the good deed. Right. It's like, we did something really good here.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty
you
proud
did
of
something
us.
Good. You oh. did something good. Usador. I'm proud of you. I am
Thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Well, to Thank be fair, you. He was going to rip her head off, so let's all take partial credit.
Take
well,
a step back.
Okay, fair enough. There were some bumps along the way, but eventually I got to the place of being like a really good person.
All right, well, Arnie, ask for your satchel back and be on your way, and we'll get back to it.
Yeah, I don't want to put a timetable on this, but excuse me, Rapunzel, is
what help.
Is...
Help! Help!
Wait a second.
Huh.
Rapunzel, it's still us.
It's us. It's the same. Do you remember the bag of money?
Arnie.
Oh!
The bag of coins didn't work. We have to find another bag of coins.
Or maybe it's a new problem. Let's ask her. Is it a new problem?
Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Hey, it's still us. Assume the satchel of coins solved the first problem. Is there a new problem we can help with?
Oh, no. The problem is still very current. But your donation has definitely taken a long way towards my freedom. Thank you.
Ah, yay, this donation has taken us a step forward on the path of righteousness. And now we must work together to find something even more valuable to tie into the hair. Arnie.
I gave most of my money already. I don't...
Arnie,
although
can
I gotta
you
say,
yourself?
I, what's that?
Can you most? Hear yourself? Most?
Okay. Wow. Look, I'm still a good person. I didn't
Is there
look,
a I... mine nearby? Could you, like, find a diamond in a mine nearby?
Find a diamond in a mine? How long
yes.
is that going to take?
See if there are any dwarves mining around you.
Remember, I'm the guy that sat in a bar for 4 years without
dwarves.
Doing anything.
Hey, dwarves. Any dwarves around? I don't think there are any dwarves around.
I do have a little more money, and I hesitate to give all of my money, but I do feel like I'm pot committed at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll get you back. Just tell her you have more money. Rapunzel, we have some more money for you.
Oh, more money that could save my life?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's going to save her life.
You have to put that money in that hair.
Okay, so Rapunzel, will you, I guess, let down your hair, and I'll... Should we do it the same way as last time?
Of course.
Why'd you say her name twice?
Just... Oh,
there it comes. Here it is. Oh.
All right. Okay.
Yes. And also, don't be afraid to tie anything else of value to the hair, like maybe a horse's saddle or a cutlery. If you have any silver cutlery, you could tie that in as well.
Arnie, you do have that silver knife and fork, right?
Oh.
That you usually eat with?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is made of silver, so it's somewhat valuable, but, like, that's what I eat with, but no, you're right. Okay, let's see. I'll tie the remaining money and my silver knife and fork, and okay, it's all right. It's okay to pull it up.
Surely this shall be enough to set Rapunzel free.
Exerting
Let's wait
so
and
much
see
effort.
What happens.
And guys, first of all, it's a good deed no matter what. And I'm feeling really good about that. But I gotta right. say, the sound she makes when she's pulling it up, I think she's a princess. I think we got a princess on our hands.
Is that true? Wow. Wow.
And I don't want to say that makes it a better good deed. I don't want to say that makes it more good. But I would feel, it would be exciting.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, any second now. This is going to...
She'll come out of the tower. We've certainly donated enough at this point.
Yeah.
These are gonna do great on Yetizan.ball.
Yetizan.ball?
You know that crystal ball service where you can order just about anything?
Wait, is that...
You just look into your crystal ball and you decide what you want and they send it to you if you have Amazon Prime in 2 days or less.
I don't. Can I get your secret name for that?
I won't
remember that. Send it to me. Rapunzel, can you come back to... Hey, it's me, Chunt the Surf King. Can I ask how exactly our money and valuable items are helping?
Yes. As I said before, I have a very weak scalp. That's why your girthy friend could not climb up my hair.
Fair.
But each contribution that you give goes towards my scalp potion, which will strengthen my scalp so that I can escape. It's called Roganium.
Roganium.
So that makes
that
sense. You can go now.
Million gold. Oh.
Oh, we can go, but you haven't been saved yet. We still want to help.
Oh, you have more money? I mean, you have more ways to help me?
It's possible. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and figure out what else is valuable on Arnie.
If this turns into me, like, tying my kidney to her hair, I'm not going to be happy about it.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
All right. So, during the break, Usador sent me a lot of valuable stuff. Some things which, and is this right? Correct me, Usador. You said some of these things were antiquities that were so valuable that they really only belong in the greatest museums.
Items of unknowable value, and each one belongs in a museum. But I would give up anything to save this sweet lady. Oh, yay. Usador shall triumph over evil today by making sure that Rapunzel is freed from this tower. And I have you as mine agent to make sure it doth happen. But to save stress and wear on her beautiful long hair, I shall use Borgum's floating disc to lift you up to the window.
Oh, that's good.
I gotta say, not to be a funky Freddy, but you said the items are of unknowable value. That's not super helpful. I mean,
unknowable value, yes. Some of them are so valuable that they'll be worth millions of pieces of gold. And still it'll be wrong.
Can't we get them assessed by a local owl or something?
Oh, yeah. If you want to spend the money on an owl.
I guess I don't.
Yusuf, are you an idiot? Maybe we're not hitting the value total because since it's not quantifiable how much it's worth, we can't get to the amount to kind of get her out.
You're going to have to call me an idiot.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know what's going on. I cracked it. I solved it. The Dark Lord or one of his minions is in the tower with her, making her ask everyone for help, right? So, yeah, Arnie, Yusuf, make that disc, send Arnie up, and we'll kill the minion and set her free.
This is a concentration spell. Borgum's floating disc!
Wow! I wish this was a video because this looks crazy! Me being floated up!
Ugh. So much blood gushing out of Isidore's nose.
It still's kind of slow, though. It's not moving as fast up to the top as I would have thought. Okay, I'm at the window. Hello! Rapunzel! It's me! Arnie! The guy that sent all the valuables up.
How did you get up here?
Borgen? I don't know, some magic spell. Isidore, how did you send me up here?
Borgum's floating disc.
One of those.
Oh, wow, I have had not nair a company in eons. Forgive me, the place is a bit messy. Here, let me just move some of this gold.
That's a lot of gold.
Yeah. I've never heard somebody refer to gold as mess.
Come in. Never mind.
Hey, Rapunzel. Wow, there's a lattice. Do you know how close you are to hitting your milestone amount to get out?
Any day now. Any day.
Arnie, kill the minion or whoever's up there making her do this.
Rapunzel. Is the Dark Lord's minion or whoever is keeping you here? Are they around?
Oh, it's crazy that you should ask that. Actually, no one's here and there's no need to whisper.
Okay.
Just trying to get closer to my fundraising goal. As you can see, I have several sables and saddles and a few animals and a gold plate and many spoons.
It looks like a dragon's lair in there. There's so many riches.
There's so many riches. Can I ask, and I hate to do this, and normally I wouldn't. Can I use your bathroom?
Arnie.
I wouldn't normally, but I just...
It seems fair. Okay, just follow my hair. Follow my hair to the left.
Why didn't he just use Borgum's floating disc?
What?
It's a floating toilet disc.
Oh, here, you know what? I'm not going to take this rune into the bathroom with me. I'll leave it here, and you guys can continue the conversation. I will follow this hair to the bathroom. I will be back in 15 to 20 minutes.
Please don't use my hair to wipe.
No.
That's all I ask. Please don't use my hair to wipe, okay?
Oh, I promise.
I will know. I will know if you do.
Oh, yeah, you will know.
You sure about 15, 20, bud?
That's an estimate.
Okay, great. Thanks, host. Hey, Rapunzel.
Yes.
I'm surprised there's nobody sort of keeping you hostage here or threatening you. So, wow, that's just looking out of the room. That looks like a lot of stuff here. How much do you owe to set things right?
I don't owe anyone.
It's a curse. There's no minion at all. Ah, but instead, she can't even see the riches she has gathered to try to buy her way out of here. And every time someone gives her a new bit of gold or silver or a diamond, to her it looks like naught but rock and stone. Is that close?
It's closer. You're right about people giving me things and me wanting more things.
Okay.
Are you some
we'll
sort
crack
of...
this yet?
Hoarder or?
No. More of a collector. And look, I'll just be straight with you guys, okay? No one's ever come up here. I just sing help, and then people help me, and then they go about their way feeling good. This is a new experience for me.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that you're doing this on purpose and no one's putting you up to it?
I don't mean to tell you that, but since you found out, yes.
We've been had.
Shunt, we are the victims of a conviction artist. Oh. We have been convinced that we should have helped when we should have not helped.
Is that what con stands for in con artist? Conviction?
Sure.
He's actually correct. Oh. I am an artist. Just like the painters in the fair. And just like the dancers with the flames. I, too, am an artiste of conviction.
Well, I doff my hat to thee, for thou art truly skilled in thine deceptive ways. But as a force for goodness, I must wag my finger at this nefarious deed.
Oh, ow! I'm a woman! How dare you wag your finger at me? Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa, wait, guys, what's going on in
Arnie,
here?
I heard Arnie
sorry, I just wagged pants. My finger. I just wagged my finger.
Arnie Pants. Usador, what did you do?
Arnie Pants. Arnie
oh,
Pants.
Sorry. As I was saying, what did I miss?
Well, it turns out that our friend Rapunzel here is a conviction artist.
Usador. I don't know what that means, but how dare you with that tone?
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm sorry to change the subject. One, I was in the bathroom, and I'm so sorry, Rapunzel. I didn't mean to look through your stuff, but there were just some papers out, and it was, you know, they just, it was so, my eyes couldn't miss them. It seems like there were a lot of great investment opportunities that maybe we should consider.
No, Arnie.
They're kind of like a not, can't miss sort of thing.
Yes, and you didn't wipe with those papers, did you?
Arnie?
Did you wipe
you
with those papers?
You didn't say that. You didn't say that. You just said the hair.
Did you not wipe with
enough.
The hair?
I also wiped with the hair.
The disrespect. But like you were saying, the papers you saw that happened to be laid about?
Yeah.
Something you're interested in?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not really an investment guy. I don't know, but it just seemed like it was like practically free gold.
Yes, it is. All you have to do is get 12 of your closest mates.
Guys, Usador, yeah. Chuck, 12? What? We know at least 12 people, right?
Arnie.
Like,
Arnie. It's a scam. It's a scam. You don't have 12 friends.
Does this seem too good to be true?
Pizza skull.
A man with 12 friends, yes. Most men do not have many friends. But if you do, then you could be rich. Rich beyond belief, like me. The upline.
The upline? That sounds very appealing. What does that mean?
Uplinear is a magical way to get yourself to great heights.
Mm.
Yes, and all you have to do is amass your mates.
This sounds pretty great. Hey, Rapunzel, oh, this is awkward. My friends and I, we want to discuss some of these opportunities, but the problem is, we don't have a ton of time to share all this information. Is there some way to... is there some sort of spell or some sort of way to buy more time to share all this?
Unfortunately, time moves like the wind, and this offer will be gone, gone, gone.
Oh, no. We couldn't miss this opportunity. I was hesitant, but now we don't have time to really think about
it. Arnie, don't fuck this up. I'll pretend that I'm 11 other people, and Usador will be one. That's 12. Let's go. We gotta jump on this.
Oh, I have to duplicate myself.
God, you're right, though. 12 friends. What am I, Jesus?
Shit, now we have 24? Because I said I'd play 11. Fuck.
Oh, wait, I thought you said I was going to play 11.
No, I said I'd play 11.
I thought you said I was going to play 11.
All the Usadors are talking. Arnie, quick, jump on it. We can't miss this deal. Jump on it. Say yes.
I'm in. What do I sign? What do we... Yeah, 12 friends?
Wonderful. Now, all I need from you is a kidney from your back.
God damn it.
Arnie, you gotta do it. Come on. Get back in that bathroom, put some ice in there and be, you know, brave up.
Go. For a second, I thought you were going to tell me to go in that bathroom and shit out a kidney.
What? I nominate Usador number 8.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Not my kidney. Usador. Usador can die and he comes back to life. Usador can give a kidney.
I'll do it. I'm Usador number 8, and I'm going into that cold, cold bath where I shall remove mine own kidney.
Wait, Usador number 8, before we do this, we should clarify if this is a kidney or a kid's knee. Did we get clarification?
Honestly, it could be either.
We better do both. Can you de-age one of the Usadors?
Usador number 8, can you de-age yourself? Of course. I am a great wizard, capable of anything.
We're putting so much of this on Usador number 8 specifically.
I'm gonna go and take my knee off. All right, see you guys later.
He's gonna go masturbate. Clearly a euphemism.
We will not take that. We will not take the product of masturbation. I can't do anything with that.
Nobody can. Okay, so we'll give Usador number 8 a few minutes. Gonna cut off his knee. Gonna give a kidney. So we're in. Rapunzel, is there anything else we need, or what do we do it?
Congratulations. Yes. All you need to do now is get out there and sail, sail, sail.
We're part of it now.
This is such a wonderful opportunity for us. But it seems like there's something I discovered just a few moments ago that would make me wary of this that I can't quite recall.
Well, if you can't recall it, then it must have never happened.
You're right.
The only thing is, and I know we've given so much money so far, so I feel like I can't get out of this. I'm not really a sales guy. Like, is that me? Is that who I am?
I don't know. Right now you're selling me how unconfident you are, and you're doing very well at that, so perhaps you are a salesman.
Oh, damn. You got it, Arnie.
Here's a knee and a kidney.
Thank you, guys. This will go a long way to my scalp treatments, and also to your new business.
Ooh, are we going to be selling tuppenceware? Or?
Actually, you're going to be selling ideas. So here, this is a pyramid. I want you to think of yourself like this pyramid.
Okay. Oh.
Right now, you and all 12 or 24 of your friends who may be adults or may be clones of wizards are all at the bottom of the pyramid. Mm. But you can be at the top like I am.
Oh, shit, we're at the bottom of that pyramid.
Oh, I was thinking of myself as the entire pyramid, and I was like, yikes, I'm a little bottom heavy.
I was thinking I get pointier towards the top.
Yeah, with your hat. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can be at the top. How do we get to the top?
More friends. More kneecaps.
Of course. Well,
here I go.
Wait, did you say...
kneecaps? My name is Kneecamp. I have to get my family involved in this?
We need more kneecamps. Arnie, ask your family, please.
I do have a lot of uncles, and some of this stuff feels like the kind of stuff they would definitely get involved in.
All you need to do is take this pyramid with you and do demonstrations for your friends and family. And once they're on board, get them to sign here in blood, and you will move up the pyramid yourself.
What is it I'm trying to remember? There's something I desperately need to remember.
Well, you know, guys, I hate to say this. Usador and Sean, we've been doing this podcast for about 5 years. I feel like to a certain extent now we're kind of pillars of the community. And that's the kind of thing we can kind of leverage. People want to hear. We can get our foot in the door and people want to hear our sales pitch. So I feel like we're going to be at the top of this pyramid in no time.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're always posting about, you know, buy our merch, so we're always pushing our wares anyway. This is just a bit of a pivot.
That's right, and that has sold upwards of a dozen pieces of merch.
This is all good. You're all so inspiring. Are you ready to make the jump from my window?
We are.
Wait, what's this now?
Arnie, she said, are we ready to make the jump for her window? Here, I'm gonna... Wait. Oh, shit, I'm trapped in my own little section. Yeah, Arnie, you have to represent us.
So hold on, the next part is I'm supposed to jump out of your window?
How else would you get down?
Yeah, Arnie, how else would you get down, idiot?
That's easy for you to say. I'm the one that has to do it.
I'm a head on a stick, Arnie. Nothing's easy for me, okay? Now, do us all a service and jump out the window. Can I? Oh, hold on a second. I have one question, Rapunzel. So the money and the valuables you're collecting to help with the scalp treatment, good luck with that.
Yes.
How does that help you get out? Because you can't necessarily climb your own hair down.
Ooh, I never said I wanted to leave. Not once in this whole exchange have I ever said that I wanted to leave. I said, help!
Oh, help!
Oh, okay, so the scalp is just like a vanity project.
Yes.
And the help means you just want help getting richer.
Mm. Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, shit, that is on us.
But imagine if kings and queens were more honest like I am. They want help getting richer. Mm-hmm. I want help getting richer, too. And I've offered you a great opportunity to sell something to your 12 friends, even though you don't know what it is.
Oh. Yeah, that is fair. I mean, Arnie, I don't know if we've ever told you about Richard the Lionhearted. There's a guy who was, his name was Richard, and he's trying to get, you know, more and more money, accumulate more wealth. And he got so egotistical and got such a big head about it that he literally transplanted a lion's heart into his chest and died, surrounded by money.
Oh, what a weird story.
Jump out the window.
Think of the moral of that story.
Which is?
Don't put a lion heart in your chest. You fucking idiots.
Guys, I'm so sorry. This is starting to resonate with me in not the right way. I feel like this is me getting involved with Cutco all over again. Like
Barney pants.
What is a Cutco?
Back on my world, you know, you could sell knives. And I'm not saying it's a totally illegitimate organization. I'm sure for legal reasons I shouldn't say that. But I didn't leave that brief job with a great taste in my mouth. Also, I wish I could reword that.
I don't know what you were doing with your mouth while you were selling these swords, but it sounds like an honest way to make a living. Like me.
Well, I better start absorbing the rest of these Usadors.
Look,
You're absorbing them through your behind?
Ooh.
It's either that or I have to eat them.
Yeah, they're all suck-ups. They just get whisked up his asshole. So, to get to the top of the pointy part of the pyramid... The more we sell, so
it's called Rapunzel. That's what's on the pyramid. You see right there, Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. So to get to the top of the pointy part of the pyramid, the more we sell, the higher we climb. Can you? I guess I can't really visualize
the
that.
The more that you sail, the higher you sail up the line.
Okay. How is sail spelled?
S-A-I-L.
Oh, so it's just like a fun boating expedition.
No.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with boating.
Damn.
No, nothing to do with water.
I'm starting to feel like I've been had, and I'm feeling this kind of combination of, like, embarrassment and regret. Mm. And I feel like it could break in either direction, but I don't...
You know, shame can be a real motivator in sales.
Don't I know it.
Because... Is this a scam if you manage to sell it to all of your friends and family and get them involved? No, then it is a business.
I do feel like I'm at a crossroads. Like, I definitely know I've made a horrible mistake, but can I, like, redefine the situation so I can walk out of here, like, feeling good about myself? Or am I going to have to confront, like, a nasty reality of what's going on?
One of those sounds better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in busyness, and I want busyness to be good. So, Arnie, I feel like we should stay the course, right? We're already invested. You mentioned earlier we're pot committed. If we back out now, we're fucking country rubes. We're idiots. We can't let anybody know about this. We got to keep blazing a path forward and get to the top of that pyramid.
Wait a second. What you said gave me a plan. I think I figured out a way to recontextualize this. Look, everything is just a story you tell yourself. This is the story we can tell ourselves. We made an investment in content. Also, maybe then we can deduct it on our fantasy taxes. So, look, let's be honest, Rapunzel. I think this is all a total scam. Which, and now that I think about it, like, I don't know why I'm saying that like it's a revelation. You literally said it was a scam at some point. We've given you a lot of money. I'm not asking for it back. But let's just say that we sort of paid you an appearance fee for the podcast.
I like that. I like the sound of that. Also, where will this be airing? Nowhere near where people walk near my castle, right? I would hate for people to hear this instead of my singing.
That's the great thing. This is like Harrison Ford doing commercials in Japan. This is being sent to a whole different world. Like, no one here in this world listens to it.
Oh, great. Wonderful, wonderful. Not that I wouldn't want them to.
So, can I ask you, and, you know, I think we're actually running out of time, and I will jump out the window in a minute here. Since we gave you so much money, do you got any, like, good scam stories or any kind of, like, jobs you've pulled or like details that would surprise us about being a fantasy conviction artist?
One I can think of is actually the reason that I started living in this very tiny, thin, phallic castle. Mm-hmm. And that is because of the scam I ran on the Dark Lord.
Whoa.
I would love to hear.
Wow.
I sold the Dark Lord darkness, which he did not realize was just the absence of light.
Oh. What a fool. Most assuredly, if he can be tricked so easily, I shall be triumphant in my quest against him. I remember, you're a con artist.
What?
Usador, you gotta be more trusting. Just because she happened to tell a story that we really enjoy, that almost feels like exactly what we would want to hear. It's not like you're all text and no subtext. It's not like someone couldn't look at you and say, oh, this is what this person wants to hear.
Exactly. I would never know how to do that. It's not in my nature. Oh, but I guess it's about that time for you to be jumping out the window, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, a deal is a deal. Well?
How about this? Before you jump out that window, what if I were to sell you something that could break your fall?
Oh, Arnie, you'd be dumb not to buy that.
That's
what an opportunity.
True, exactly. Sure. Yeah, especially because if I look, I'm looking out here, I would hate to fall right there because there are so many bones down there.
And of course, we all know why Usador can't make another disc.
Yeah, we do.
We all do. It's not even worth saying. We'd feel stupid for saying it. It's so, so obvious.
Why are we even talking about it?
Here, this is what we call a stepping utensil.
Oh, she pulled out a ladder.
The only thing I have is this magical dagger of Vasco Halan. Is that you?
Vasco Halan.
Vasco Halan. It's like a magic wizard killing knife, but I've got this.
But we need it.
That way, I don't need two wizard killing swords. My obsidian sword can do that. I don't need two.
Fine, fine.
This will do just fine. Yes, it will.
That's got to be worth a lot. There are almost no implements on Foon that can kill a wizard. And don't look, I know it seems weird that I had two, but that's just like an outlier situation.
Little odd. Are you a wizard murderer? It's okay if you are. I won't tell. I have no one to tell up here.
I have accidentally murdered a few people, but I'm trying to remember if any of them were wizards.
No.
Now I'm feeling a lot of shame about admitting that I murdered some people. I feel like it's not something I should have shared. Anyway, I'm going to take this ladder. I'm going to go. I'm going to go really fast because I feel real bad. I'm never going to talk to anyone about this.
And that's perfect.
You're going to go really fast down the ladder. This I got to see.
I mean, reasonably fast.
You should have bought a chute.
Oh, shit.
Well, if you hear some music, it's not for you, okay? It was lovely meeting you.
It was, you know what I'm going to say? It was an emotional roller coaster, but on the whole, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
So nice to meet you. Arnie, you're a hero. Buddy, you did it. And I think we need to let the world know about this. I think today, for the rest of time, today is going to be known as Ladder Day. And you are a Ladder Day saint. Arnie, you did it.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm going to choose to remember this as a positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
And never tell anyone the specific details. Not even this sucker who looks like he's walking up to the tower. I mean, I should probably tell him something, but I would just feel like I'd have to admit something about myself to do that.
Help! Oh, yes, you! Not you, you!
Me? Arnie, did you hear that? A cry for help! We must interject!
God damn it. You have the memory of a fish.
You've successfully listened to another episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern, a fake podcast originating from your own planet Earth, hosted by three desperate actors whose collective dream is a cameo on Chicago Fire, as a river-dredged corpse or the neighbor of a teen arsonist. Watch your email for our questionnaire about your viewing experience, with such questions as, at what minute did you lose interest? Keeping in mind that before I started listening is an acceptable answer. Also, would you rate the amount of butt-wiping humor as A, just right, B, way too much, See, I'm off to watch German porn and the Jigsaw movies to cleanse my palate. Usador the Blue Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the I've Lost Track was played by Adol Refai. Rapunzel the Conviction Artist was played by special guest Lacey Mosley. Check out Lacey's podcast, Scam Goddess, and follow her on social media at Diva Lacey. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Warning, this fake podcast was recorded in a facility where nuts are processed. And not just processed. Scattered all over the floor, raked into crude mounds and then jumped in, mashed into a fine powder and, well, that was just that one New Year's Eve. There's even this one room. I guess it's more of an abandoned public pool? Just filled with nuts. You can climb up onto the ventilation pipes and dive right in. They say the little Meyerson kid snuck in here once while her father was working late and dove in so deep she couldn't get back to the surface. They never did find her. Some nights, if you really listen... Anyway, that's a little something about our recording facility. I'm sure there's a new Pod Save America out by now. Go on, you've earned it.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.